but also quite funny, which is kind of cool because that's not something you hear put together with true crime very often.
So what kind of what role do you play?
So my character is called Carolyn, and I am a work friend and part of the wine and crime group of gal pals of Ava Bartlett's world, who is played by Kaylee Cuoco. So we're real estate agents all together. We all listen to some crime podcasts and drink wine and talk about it in sort of like a foursome group of girls, of women. So it's a fun role.
Nice. And what was the biggest challenge about playing the role?
I mean, honestly, it's kind of hard to even pin that down because it was so much fun. Like, I was talking about this just last night with so many people that this was honestly an absolute dream job because Carolyn, my character, she's so funny. She's so sassy. She's so, like, strong and opinionated and plays by her own rules. And so getting to come and like show up with that energy was just so much fun for me. I think probably the hardest part was not becoming Carolyn outside of set, probably for me, because I really like that character.
Nice. That's what I was going to ask you. In what ways do you relate to her? What ways do you wish you related to her?
And she's very, I think we're like similar in a lot of ways where I'm opinionated, I'm funny, I do stand-up comedy, so, like, that's a part of who I am. And Carolyn is funny. She's got some very funny, like, direct, to-the-point, opinionated lines. She has strong opinions that are very funny. She's successful, you know, she's loyal to her friends. Like, it's just, like, it's all a lot of the things that I see in myself as well, but just, like, taken to an off the charts level in some ways, which is, it's just always fun to play characters that you can really relate to or that have qualities of yours that you have that you aspire to have more of. And that's kind of how I felt about Carolyn, which is fun.
And tell me a little bit about working with the cast. I mean, they have such iconic co-stars. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling the number of amazing names, amazing stars, the resumes, the collective resumes of the actors in this film is like unbelievable. It's like unfathomable how wonderful everyone's careers have been. So to walk into a room like that, and then everyone was so gracious and kind and fun and supportive. It was like, it couldn't have been a better environment. Like Kaylee and Chris, who were sort of, you know, they're the main stars of the show. They're the biggest stars of the show. Kaylee was pregnant at the time, but it was like having them be like your acting mom and dad. They took care of everybody. We had so much room to improv from Craig Rosenberg, who wrote and show ran the show. It was honestly one of the most creative and supportive and fun sets I've ever been on. I felt so like supported to just fully show up as an actor and as a creative and a performer, which is, I think that it's like a testament to their wonderful casting, because they really chose people who were so well cast, and then they just trusted everybody to come to the table and bring what they had to offer. And it worked out in this beautiful rainbow of talent and fun and professionalism, but like silliness too. Like it was just such a good time.
And everyone was lucky to work with you as well. I mean, you're an icon in your own right.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I'm one of the few who comes from a side where I consistently have been doing stand-up comedy as well for the past 13 years. So I brought a lot of that to the table. And it was nice. Like last night at the premiere party, there was a lot of people saying, like, you know, you're just so funny and fun to work with and you elevated the script and stuff. And it was like, oh, yeah, right. Wow, what a joy to hear that, because usually you're like, you know, people, we all write our own things and we want those words to be said, but like to have people appreciate me for who I am and what I bring to the table is such a joy and such a gift. You kind of forget that that can actually just naturally happen sometimes, you know, when you're trying to fit into a set or into a cast that's already established. So, so we're all lucky to be able to play with each other, I think.
And are you a true crime buff yourself? yourself or?
You know, I used to love, I read so many true crime books. This is before podcasts were like a big thing. And then now I have two young kids. So I think that something about my brain has rewired. And now whenever I like listen to, I did listen to some true crime podcasts in prep for this show. And it was like, so it's so fascinating, you know, but also it like just created so much anxiety for me as a mom. I'm like, oh my gosh, my kids aren't safe. Like I need to follow them around. What if someone snatches them up on the way to school? Like, so I think it's a bit much for me when my kids are this young, but maybe in a few years when I can release some of that worry.
Totally understandable. I would be the same way. I am.
Yeah.
But when you did prep for the show, which podcasts did you listen to?
I was listening to like things like Dateline because there was a lot of like fast things that I could listen to. I listened to Bad Doctor, or no, Doctor Death it's called. There's something about Pam, which were longer sort of series that have then been turned into TV series. Women Who Kill was another one I listened to. So I listened to a lot of different, you know, different styles, different types of podcasts to just get a sense of all the different styles so I could be prepared for for our show.
And what else are you working on these days, or is the show pretty much your baby now?
The show is a big one for me. I'm, you know, I do stand-up comedy, so I did a show 2 nights ago before the premiere happened, and then the next day was the premiere party. So it was kind of like that's my life. I have my own live stand-up comedy show that is at the Hotel Cafe starting on June 7th, the day before our show, based on a true story, premieres, and it's a live stand-up show. And then I also have a podcast called The Shoutout Show, and I also write, so I have different scripts and shorts that are in different stages of either writing or development. So yeah, it's an exciting time. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Writers Guild strike and with SAG, you know, approaching a strike. So it's I support it, and I'm really glad that we're all getting on board to make sure that we protect our rights. And also, it's an interesting moment in time where we all get to kind of get to dig deep and say like, okay, how am I going to be creative in a way that's different from my acting career or my writing career right now? What else do I have to offer? What can I dig into? And how can I expand myself a little bit? So that's always fun too. And I mean, you know, being a mom takes up, that's the first job. The first job is being a mom. The second, third, fourth, and fifth are the comedy, acting, writing, hosting, all these other things. So I'll definitely be momming as well.
Nice, exciting. So tell me a little bit about your podcast.
Yeah, so our podcast, we started it during the pandemic. It's called The Shoutout Show. It was essentially a place for us to have a pocket of positivity while everything was gloom and doom, where myself and Sophia Zolan, who's another hilarious comedian here, and for a while another comedian named Winter Spears was on, and we would just get together and talk about, we would literally shout out two or three things that we were loving that week, and we would have a guest on to shout out a few things and then give us a mantra of, you know, whether they were a singer or a producer or an actor, and a mantra for how they stay positive in their own industry. And it was just such a joy. Like, I'm naturally a positive person, so it was really tough during the pandemic to not have a lot of space for that. And carving out this time and this space was really, really, it made our hearts smile. It was such a nice thing. So we are on a bit of a hiatus right now, but we should be coming back at some point with some more episodes. So stay tuned for some more positivity from the Shoutout Show.
And what I like asking people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself.
This is one that I always give people is I love the number pi, and I know it to 25 digits for no good reason whatsoever. I just memorized it when I was in high school because I thought it was such a fascinating number. And yeah, I know pi to 25 digits, which not a lot of people would know about me.
That's good. Do you celebrate Pi Day too?
That's actually my birthday, randomly
Oh,
enough.
wow. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
So I
That is
definitely
the coolest thing.
celebrate.
Yes. While eating pie?
I hate pie. I actually hate the dish pie. But I'll have like a pizza pie, maybe. You know what I mean? Like I'll have a pie of some kind or a meat pie, but I don't really love pie.
Don't either, so.
Yeah.
And since we're at TV site too, what are you watching these days?
I'm just about to finish watching Ted Lasso, which I just adore. I used to be a professional soccer player, and my husband used to play football, so it's perfectly our jam. I'm excited to get back into it. I haven't watched the last season of Succession, and I'm like desperately trying not to find any spoilers, and like I'm deleting everything that comes into my email because I want to watch that. I just binge watched, well, as much as I can as a mom, but The Crown, which was lovely. Working Moms, which was great. I'm kind of like behind the times on everything, but other than Ted Lasso, I guess.
Yeah, so many good shows out there, but not enough time to watch them all.
Definitely not. And as a mom, like, I just don't really, we don't, my kids are almost two and almost four, so we don't watch a lot of TV with them. So my only time to watch TV on my own is I've started waking up and running on the treadmill for like 45 minutes every morning. Like, not even, I really hate running, but it's just so I can watch TV on my iPad while I'm running on a treadmill. Like, it's great. Like, that's really the thing that motivates me, is to get up and watch a show in the morning. It's kind of silly.
No, that's a good way to do it. I mean, that's the way to do it sometimes.
Right? Find your motivation no matter what it is and stick with it.
Exactly. And where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow your amazing project?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have my social media, my Twitter and my Instagram account are both just my name, @AishaAlpha. And my website, which is where all the rest of the stuff I post, videos, press, and shows, is AishaAlpha.com. So it's pretty easy to find me if you're looking.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for taking the time today. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk again soon.
Yes, me too. Thanks so much.
Likewise.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.